The majority of Czech parents usually don't think twice about smacking their children when they're naughty, reaching for that old adage, to spare the rod is to spoil the child. However, this age-old philosophy may soon be shaken in its foundations. The minister responsible for human rights and minorities, Jamila Stehlikova, has just proposed a ban on smacking children, arguing that in some cases it can border on child abuse. The public may take some convincing, but many psychologists say that is the way to go. Ruth Frankova reports.
According to statistical data, some 80% of Czech parents occasionally spank their offspring. Minister Stehlikova recently confessed that she herself used to smack her daughter from time to time when she misbehaved. Today she thinks that was a mistake. Excessive corporal punishment, she says, poses a risk to a child's psychological development, and those who have been exposed to it tend to be more aggressive as parents and partners in their later life. Child psychologist Petra Vrtbovská explains why she supports the idea of a ban.
To be entirely honest, I do think so, that physical punishment has got always some negative aspects which are not good for children. Parents have got a right, and they actually must, set good boundaries for children's behavior. But I disagree that it should be done through physical punishment, such as smacking, beating up, etc., etc.
The Council of Europe has been promoting a complete ban on physical punishment of children, and a third of all EU member states have already adopted it. In Germany, for instance, violence against children is said to have dropped significantly after the ban was introduced. Critics argue that the occasional spanking has nothing to do with child abuse, but Mrs. Vrtbovská points out that there is always an alternative way of exerting one's authority over children.
Some parents do physical punishment because it's very quick. You know, you smack and it's all sorted. But such a behavior of parents has got negative impact because it's very dehumiliating, and part of it remains in children. So I think that parents need to learn other ways how to help their children to control their behavior.
Petra Vrtbovská doesn't think that the law would radically alter people's behavior, but she believes the ban could have a good effect on Czech society by raising public awareness of the problem, opening a discussion and pushing parents to think about other ways of controlling their children's behavior. Mrs. Stehlikova will now recommend the proposed law to the Government Council for Human Rights. She too is aware of the fact that pushing it through will not be easy in a country where corporal punishment is seen as a normal part of growing up.
Ruth Frankova with that report. What do you think? What's it like in your country? Should parents smack their children? Write and tell us at english@radio.cz.